Today's top insect news headlines: zombie ants fight back, corporate sharks eat the bees, and scientists discover love songs from Jurassic Park. Well, not really. Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the Insect News Network. I'm your host, E. Emmett Brady. All that and more on today's special Mother's Day edition of The In. To add a creative, poetic flair to today's show, I explore the idea of insect as metaphor. It's one of the most common inclusions of insects in our daily lives, and there are a million expressions, ideas, and idioms that draw their origins from bugs. Some of them are obvious and some are not. I also talk about the notion of how does a queen bee become a mother, and I read some excerpts from my forthcoming audiobook on cultural entomology called Humvees and Honeybees. I define two words that really need defining when it comes to bugs: the word weird and the word culture. I also have the segment of today's show, In Your Words, and I hear the heartwarming tale of how a girl fell in love with two hissing cockroaches, and I also explore the poetry of Emily Dickinson, poem number 709, Nature, the Gentlest Mother Is. Now, on The In, we look at the world of insects and other six- and eight-legged creatures in the microcosm on three platforms: the practical, the compelling, and the sublime. And I also draw the metaphor of Alice in Wonderland. Once you turn your attention to the little creatures of the world, it's like stepping through the looking glass. In our busy, hectic daily lives, sometimes it really helps to be able to stop and appreciate the little things, the beautiful natural world around you every day, and there's nothing quite as inviting and ubiquitous as the insects. It's a perfect idea for Mother's Day, and the metaphor continues. To keep up the buzz, I want you to join us at insectnewsnetwork.com and type into the search bar #2. And that'll bring up today's show. And remember, it's not just about the bugs, it's really about us. Insect poetry, metaphors, and the connection to the mother of us all, only on the Insect News Network. Imagine that.